Welcome to the latest edition of the Clinical Radiology Podcast. I'm Dr. Russell Frood, and it's with great pleasure today I'm joined by Dr. Rakesh Sinha, who is a consultant radiologist from South Warwickshire NHS Foundation Trust. We'll be discussing the clinical radiology colorectal special issue for which he was the guest editor.
First of all, welcome and thank you for joining me here today. I also want to say congratulations on the special issue. Can we start by having a brief background surrounding the special issue? Why is colorectal cancer such an important topic to cover?
Thank you, Russell. This issue was brought about simply because, as the editorial board suggested a couple of years ago, to put out special issues, gathering together a consensus of opinion about a certain topic and getting those articles through for the readers. And the reason this issue came about, I thought that this was important, and also it was the right time because in 2020, the NICE guidelines on updated guidelines on colorectal cancer came out. And a year before, the British Society of Gastroenterology, BSG, and the Coloproctology Society, ACPGBI, also put together the consensus opinion on colorectal cancer. So I thought it was the opportune moment to get together this issue on colorectal cancer. Colorectal cancer is important because in the UK, approximately 40,000 people are diagnosed with colorectal cancer every year, and around 16,000 die every year because of colorectal cancer. And because of that, because of this prevalence, as radiologists, you may encounter colorectal cancer in your routine practice, whether it's elective practice or in your specialist list, or even in the emergency setting. Now, recently, over the last year or so, there has also been a push towards the faster diagnostic standard. And because of that, radiologists might get or encounter colorectal cancer as, you know, the first port of call, the first clinician who diagnoses it before even the GP or the specialist.
Yeah.
And therefore, you might encounter colorectal cancer quite more, you know, frequently. So, also, apart from all that, there have been recent advances in colorectal cancer, particularly in minimally invasive surgery, you know, transanal surgery, and robotic surgery. So to get all those recent advances together also was important. And these were the basic reasons why we thought an issue on colorectal cancer at this moment of time was quite appropriate.
That makes sense. As you say, we're going to be encountering it more and more as general radiologists. With that in mind, is the special issue focused at radiologists who have a specialist interest in the topic, or is it useful for non-specialist radiologists?
We designed the chapters in such a way that there were elements in them that appeal both to the general radiologists who might encounter colorectal cancer in their routine practice, and also some specialist, you know, topics which would appeal to the specialist radiologists. So we tried to make the issue a bit wide-ranging, so it appeals to both. And we selected chapters or essays which would kind of appeal to both. For example, how do you follow up cancer, and what are the topics that you might, or the area that you might look for in recurrence of disease, which you might encounter in your routine practice as well. So it appeals to both the general radiologist and the specialist radiologist.
Thank you. And when it comes to looking at the management of colorectal cancer, what aspects do the articles of the special issue cover?
There are five articles in this special issue. I mean, the first couple of articles are based on, you know, staging of anal cancer and low rectal cancer and also rectal cancer. These two articles are written by Sharma and Goyfan from India and the USA. And the first chapter from Sharma is basically on staging of low rectal and anal cancer, you know, the differences in staging. And Goyfan also puts together an article which looks at the different kind of staging protocols with comparative tables from the American Joint Cancer Committee and ESMO and the EYCC. So they have put together a nice table which incorporates all those issues. The article from Goyfan also include things like the recent advances like BRAF mutations, RAS mutations, or the microsatellite instability, MSI, and what significance they have for radiologists. They also discuss new advances like radiomics in or AI kind of staging of the tumors. And also there are good kind of pointers towards, you know, accurate technique of imaging lower rectal or anal cancers, basically the staging protocols. As far as the treatment is concerned, on this bit, we have kind of focused on mainly the surgical treatment and the recent advances such as, you know, minimally invasive surgery, TAMIS, or known as, you know, transanal resections, and also robotic surgery. Ramcharan and his colleagues have given a nice kind of table of the different kinds of surgeries that radiologists need to be aware of, and obviously on the follow-up side of things as well. So they need to be aware of what each surgery means and what it entails. And also in this kind of chapter, we have briefly touched upon the what's known as the SPEC MDT, so single polyp and early cancer.
Okay.
And I think in the future, this SPEC MDT is going to be a part of colorectal MDTs in the UK, at least, where the low rectal or single polyps or early cancers are kind of resected endoscopically or transanally. These kind of cancers would require kind of specialist input by, you know, MRI or even endoanal staging, ultrasound staging. So that has been touched upon on the treatment of these cancers as well. As far as the follow-up and the complications are concerned, Palan and colleagues have actually put together a nice article on the complications, whether it's the acute complications or the late complications of colorectal surgery, the types of surgery, because, you know, complications can be encountered by anyone, even the non-specialists, whether it's in the emergency setting or delayed complications. So they kind of discuss all the types of colorectal excisions, excentrations, you know, intraperitoneal treatment. And then there's a nice kind of imaging protocol or pathway of how to deal with those kind of complications. And finally, the last chapter is on this follow-up of colorectal cancers, where, you know, there's a discussion about the routes of recurrence or patterns of recurrence, what should be the imaging protocols and what we use in the UK, what's the usual surveillance protocol, what are the kind of sites of local or distant recurrence, whether it's the liver or peritoneal disease or hidden areas where colorectal cancer can recur, and also short kind of approach of what to do in the case of patients with rising CEA,
okay,
post-colorectal cancers. So hopefully, I think these chapters have put together all the things that you might, you know, encounter with colorectal cancers. We have not put in the very, very highly specialist stuff like CT colorography, because that topic has already been covered, or maybe the endoanal, you know, ultrasound staging and things like that. Overall, I think we have tried and covered all aspects of colorectal cancer.
What do you think the take-home messages are from the special issue?
The take-home messages are firstly because of the ubiquitous nature of the disease. I mean, it can be encountered by, you know, almost all radiologists, whether they're doing their routine work or specialist work. And people need to be aware of the presentations of colorectal cancer. I mean, there was a recent meta-analysis that showed that even if a general radiologist says there is bowel thickening, more than 80% sensitivity is there for an underlying disease.
Okay.
So, I mean, people need to be aware of the prevalence. It's probably the third commonest cancer. I mean, it doesn't get that much coverage as, say, breast cancer or, you know, prostate cancer. But people need to be aware. That's the first thing. Secondly, for the specialist radiologists, I mean, accurate staging is very important, especially in lower rectal or anal cancers, because it's one of those diseases where the treatment, whether it's medical or surgical, entirely depends on accurate staging. I mean, the colon cancer, generally the surgery is the kind of go-to treatment, but with anal cancers and low rectal cancer, this radiological staging plays a very, very important part in stratifying the treatment. And also, finally, I think the take-home message is to keep abreast of the recent advances, the recent type of surgeries, you know, the mutations and the treatments. That's the third kind of take-home message from these articles.
Thank you very much. With that in mind, do you have any advice for trainees wanting to go into GI radiology?
Well, I would like more people to go into as being a GI radiologist myself. I would say that anyway, isn't it? But, you know, it's one of those specialties where there is a wide spectrum, you know, of imaging modalities, right from, you know, plain X-rays to bariums, even for swallowing whatever, up to CT, MRI, and even intervention. So it's one of those specialties which in which you can play with a wide spectrum of imaging modalities. Within GI, there are specific organs that people can have their own special interest in, whether it's hepatobiliary or pancreatic or upper GI or colorectal, luminal imaging, even intervention. Yeah. So, and also, I mean, it presents you with all kinds of acute services, emergency services, oncological treatments. So it's got a wide spectrum of presentation in GI. And from the workforce point of view, I mean, I haven't looked at in the last couple of years, but there's always been a shortage of GI trainees and GI radiologists in the country. So
okay.
Would encourage more trainees to get into GI, really.
That sounds good. That sounds good. And do you have any final comments?
Yeah, finally, I'd just like to thank you guys for the podcast and thank the editor-in-chief, deputy editors, and all the staff at Clinical Radiology who made this special issue possible. And thanks to all the authors as well, all the contributors who got through and put out this special issue despite, you know, the current pressures of the pandemic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for putting it together. Well, that concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening. Read the articles online and keep up to date via the Clinical Radiology website and via the Elsevier Twitter page.